Well, good morning again. Rejoice, rejoice as we gather at First United Methodist Church. My name is Pastor Bob Rudebush. I want to welcome you to worship today. We're grateful for our music from our bell choir as well as our children's choir to begin our time of worship today. A few announcements we want to lift up. Our mission of the month this month is Habitat for Humanity. There is a special envelope that you can use in your pew that just make sure you get it to Habitat for Humanity. We also have a group from our church who go and work on houses every second Saturday. So if you're interested in that, check at the information desk or the office and you'll get more information. Also, next Sunday at 9:30, we're going to dedicate our chapel or rededicate our chapel and our round table room. And in fact, we want to change the round table room to the Wesley Dining Room. Now, I know what will happen. We'll say the Wesley Dining Room and people will go, oh, you mean the round table room, you know? You know how you do that. But hopefully, over time, we can help us do that. But we're going to do that at 9:30, so come a little early, and we'll meet in the chapel and dedicate there, and then there'll be refreshments in the round table room. Oh, the Wesley Dining Room. That's it. There you go. Also, today, I didn't know if you knew, but these things can help us. In fact, this is the way I do. Our church giving happens through PushPay, which is an app on my phone, and you just enter your a security code, and then you are able to give. And so today, if you want more information on that, Sarah, our financial administrator, is in her office right across from the church office, and she can help you set that all up. Or if you have other questions, feel free to stop in there. She's here with us today. And so stop in and see her after the service. Also, if you didn't get a breakthrough prayer card for our sermon series on finding rest in the midst of a restless world, we have them at the information desk as well as on this exit as you go out today. We hope that you'll pick those up and be praying with us as a congregation at 6:29 in the morning or 6:29 in the afternoon with our breakthrough prayer. If there's a prayer concern or joy you would like us to lift up today, there's prayer cards in your pew. We invite you to, as our ushers or friends will be coming around during our music time, to pick those up. All the other things are connect card and things will be during the offering time. We exist here at First United Methodist Church to make disciples of Jesus Christ, and we do this by being a sanctuary of Christian hope, love, and encouragement in the heart of Sioux Falls. I want to welcome those who are joining us via live stream, and we now share in our video announcement.
Good morning. Welcome to First United Methodist Church. We're so excited to have you with us for worship today. Here's what's happening in First. Did you know a group of people are going on a mission trip to Puerto Rico? From June 30th through July 6th, First will be taking the church outside the walls and the country. There are still about 30 spots available for this amazing mission experience. If you've ever thought about going on a mission trip outside the U.S., this is a great entry-level opportunity. Leave your name and contact info at the information center, and Andrea Johnson will get back to you and answer all your questions. Have a fun fellowship opportunity coming up next weekend. Come to Great Bear with First and bring the entire family tubing. You don't need any experience with skiing or snowboarding to enjoy this winter activity. Anyone can tube. Next Sunday, January 28th at 5 p.m., we're taking over the slopes. Either write on your Connect card that you'd like to join us or stop at the information center after the service. Our librarian, Cynthia McConnell, has been doing year-end inventory and has made a major discovery. We're missing about 120 items from our church library. But it's not too late to return them with no late fees. If you have one of these items, please return them by February 14th, Ash Wednesday. We want to make sure to have everything ready to move the library to its new location in the coming months. Over Over the next few weeks, we're asking people to completely fill out your Connect card, even if you think we have all your information. With the new year, we're cleaning up our system, and we want to make sure we have your current phone number, email, and mailing address. Please take some time to fill that out this morning, as it truly is the best way we can get you connected here at First. Now, I invite everyone to stand and share in community by greeting those you're worshiping with this morning.
Welcome to the Sunday worship service at First United Methodist Church at 401 South Spring Avenue in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We're glad you're worshiping with us. We live stream our Sunday morning services at 8:30 and 9:45. Today's sermon title is Pressure of Overload. Pastor Bob Rudebush is giving the message. We hope you find the worship service a blessing for your life this week.
We invite you to remain standing as we share in our call to worship and opening prayer. Will you join me? Let us return to the Lord our God, for God is gracious. Let us confess to the Lord our God, for God is merciful. Let us repent to the Lord our God, for God is slow to anger. Let us praise the Lord our God, for God abounds in steadfast love. Let us worship the Lord your God. Together, let us worship God. Let us pray. Dear Lord, help me to make every Sabbath about you. Quiet my heart, give rest to my soul, and refocus my spirit. For true renewal comes only from you. Holy Spirit, please come to help us to be intentional with our time and our worship today. Encourage us to find rest in you alone. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, Amen.
Please join us as we sing, To God Be the Glory, followed by The Heart of Worship.
To God be glory, great name.
Amen. Please be seated. It is a great opportunity for us always to give back to God as God has given to us. And so we invite the ushers to wait upon us as we give of our tithes, our offerings, and our gifts to God. We also remind you to place in the basket your Connect card so that we can connect with you in the many various ways we can be in service and mission together. We are invited. Our band's going to lead us in Oh My Soul.
Dancing.
Let us pray. God, we come before you and thank you for the opportunities that we have to share life, to serve you, to give back to you. We pray that you would use these gifts for your kingdom through our community of faith. We know there are many needs and situations and thoughts on our hearts. There's also great joys of birthdays and anniversaries and celebrations. We lift these names and persons up to you today. We pray for one who is interviewing for a job and another who needs, Lee, who needs work. We pray for Elliot. We pray for a father who has fallen and broken some ribs, and we ask your blessing and healing presence to be with him and Sue. We pray for Pastor Will Healy, and we pray for those who are hungry and out in the open, the homeless, as this pending storm comes. We pray, O Lord, that not only these names, but all of the names that we offer to you today, that you would hear our call, and that you would provide healing and wholeness, the richness of your love, that you would surround not only them, but us as well. Lord, so often we find ourselves overwhelmed, too many details in our lives, and we can't, and often don't see how we can accomplish them all. We pray that when we feel the pressure of overload, that you would allow us the space, slow us down, help us to seek you. Lord, we are grateful again for the gift of worship and for being your community of faith together. We ask your blessing upon us, that during this week we would specifically seek someone out who needs your love, and may we be your love to them. So surround us and bless us and guide us as your people today, for we ask this in Jesus' name, who invited his disciples to pray. He said, pray like this: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Again, we're grateful for our chancel choir sharing with us the gift of music. Lord, listen to your children praying.
Children pray. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children.
Earlier in the first service, we have in the service the response to the offering is on eagle's wings. And I had a few folks come up to me and a little disturbed that we were talking about eagles and not Vikings today. So to help balance this all out, I'm going to have you all join me. You know, I looked it up. I didn't know what the heck skål meant. And it's a Norwegian word that means cheer or whatever. Anyway, so we're going to do a skål. Now, if you're a Green Bay Packers fan or some other fan and you don't want to do that, you don't have to, all right? So we're going to do it. One, two, three. Skål. There we go. We got a few Vikings fans here, and the rest was like, no, we're not doing anything with that. So, but I wanted to make it eagle because, you know, if you do it on eagle's wings, you know, it kind of had to balance it all out today, so. We share in our scripture today from Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, who was one of the prophets to Israel, as they would often fall away from God. And so in this particular passage, we are reading about how God reminds, or the prophet says to all the people, you're still a rebellious people. And so he wants to remind them that they need to reconnect or create the time and space for God. We read Isaiah 30, 12 through 15a. Therefore, thus says the Holy One of Lord, because you reject this word and put your trust in oppression and deceit and rely on them, therefore this iniquity shall become for you like a break in a high wall bulging out, about to fall suddenly in an instant it breaks. Its breaking is like the breaking of a storage jar that is totally shattered. No piece from among its fragments will be large enough to take fire from a hearth or to dip water from a cistern. Therefore, the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, says, in return and rest, you will be saved. Quietness and trust will be your strength. but you refused. Nonetheless, the Lord is waiting to be merciful to you and will rise up to show you compassion. The Lord is a God of justice. Happy are all who wait for God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? O Lord God, we thank you for your teaching, for your movements, for the place that you show up in our lives. We pray in these moments of reflection and meditation, as we ponder our lives, as we wonder about our daily living, we pray that you will show up, that you would allow us to be open to hearing you speak to us. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our topic has been Finding Rest in a Restless World. That's our sermon series. We're looking at what does it mean to be a people who incorporate the gift of rest in our lives. And I want to show you a volcano here. So hopefully we have this video coming, or maybe not come. There it is. So here's this nice, peaceful scene here. And then all of a sudden, nature's fury explodes. Now, I'm not much of a scientist, but my understanding is the cause of a volcano is because under the earth or under the ocean floor, even, that the power and the gases all kind of come to a point where it just erupts, and the lava comes out and flows out because it's so much pressure. There's so much pressure that all it can do is naturally explode and show this scene that we would say, wow, it's a pretty incredible scene when we see the pressure overwhelm itself and come out in the instance of a volcano. Now, when we think about rest, oftentimes the things that are opposite of that are the sense or the pressure of daily living. Now, we often don't recognize it, but there is pressure in our daily living, between our caring for one another and for, you know, families and our work or whatever we do with our daily lives. There's oftentimes extra sense of pressure that we often put on ourselves. And when we think about that, we think about how often we just fill our lives with so many things and so much to do that there are moments when we have that overload of pressure. And it gets us frustrated or cranky or whatever it might be. But we have these long to-do lists that oftentimes overwhelm us, much like a volcano. There are moments where it just blows up. In this passage that we read today from Isaiah, if we step back, the whole role of the prophets was to call the people back to God. And oftentimes, I think in our lives, in our world, in my life as well, that we have so much on our to-do list that that becomes our God. That becomes our God in how we live our lives. When we read in this passage, we read that God is pretty disgusted with the people of Israel because they have forsaken God. They basically have said, we're going to go do it our own way. We don't really need you, God. We will do it ourselves. And in essence, that sets up a picture of where we believe we're God. We believe that we can control everything and be in charge of everything, and our to-do list will do everything for us. And we stay so focused on that that we have no room for God. The passage talks about how there are places where God is upset and saying, why do you chase after these things? Why do you ignore me? Why do you go your own way? The images that he offers for that and says what happens to people is it's like a breaking wall. A wall that becomes so pressured, the pressure is so great that it cracks and crumbles. Or a pot that is dropped and it, when it has that so much overload and so much pressure and so much detail in life that when you drop it, it just smashes. It's much like our lives. We can be so overwhelmed that we crumble and crash. When we experience this, and I've seen this happen in many times over the many churches I've served, there are people who are so detailed in their lives, and that's not a bad thing, but when it becomes their God, when they're trying to run between so many things, between family and work and whatever it might be, caring for parents and children, and sometimes our world and lives, we understand this word overload, that it moves them to a place of exhaustion. Now, Dr. Richard Swenson wrote a book called Margins, and in this book, he talks about overload, or another word we can say is burnout. Now, interesting enough, the word burnout and overload has only come into our vocabulary in the last 50 years. Prior to that, we didn't have these problems with overwhelming stress or depression. Now, there was probably depression, they didn't know what to call it, but it's this sense of doing so much in such a short period of time that we overwhelm ourselves, we overload ourselves with so much that we crumble like a wall, or we blow up like a volcano. Because the source of that, or the root of that experience, is from Isaiah saying to us that, well, I'm God, I can do it all. When in reality, God has called us to a place of rest. Each week, a time of rest. Each day, a time of rest. Swenson calls this overload really a place of where we have over-exceeded the amount of detail in our lives. That we have so much detail, we keep adding on one more option, or one more purchase, or one more problem, or one more commitment, or one more expectation, or one more debt, or one more job, or one more decision. In all of those details, we literally overwhelm ourselves physically, mentally, and emotionally, to where the pressure builds and we blow up. I've seen it. I've called on people in the hospital, and when there's really nothing literally wrong with them but just sheer exhaustion. Sheer exhaustion. The response that God gives to the people of Israel, he's saying, come back to me. Come back, create the space. And he says, in repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. Blessed are all who wait for God. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. Blessed are all who wait for God. Swenson goes on to say that we have to create the margin or the space in our lives to connect with God. God is always there for us. We're the ones that go and try to do it all ourselves. And in reality, to create rest or balance in our restless lives, we must create the space. We must create the space to allow God to work in our lives, which then gives us that repentance and that rest and that quiet and trust. As we see that Swenson helps us to kind of understand that space, those margins are very critical to our emotional and our spiritual, our physical life. Now, we all know that there are periods of times in our lives, there's always going to be moments where we're somewhat overwhelmed. That's just a given. But there is a way that when we create the rhythm of rest each day, the rhythm of Sabbath rest each week, we truly then stay in balance in our relationship with God, one another, and in the ways that we live our lives. I was reading an article about a woman who tried to do it all and got to the point, again, so physically exhausted, didn't know what to do. And so finally she said, I got to kind of take charge of this. And so she began to open herself to meditation and with God. She really carved out that time, and really, if there were things that she needed to do, she delegated them or said, you know, that's just going to happen the next day or the following day. And so she said when she started doing that, the other thing that she started to do was when she had certain errands to do, she tried to group them so that she would walk from errand to errand, which would slow down her pace. Instead of walking to her car and then rushing over and then walking to her car and rushing over, she purposely walked to create space in her life. And she used that as a time of prayer in her life. When we say, well, how are we going to stop the overload in our lives? We can discover together that these words can help us. Repentance, rest is our salvation. And quietness and trust is your strength. We can incorporate repentance. Repentance means to turn around, to change your direction. And when we change our direction, we're saying, it's not all about me. I'm not the God. I know that there's God there for me. If we can have the next slide, Cheryl, that's the one I want to get to there. So how do we stop exceeding? It's the next one after that. So a lot of ways that we allow God to guide us from overload is, first of all, it says to rest. And it's a critical thing to sleep. Now, I think there's a lot of people in our world, when you bump into a grumpy person, I usually, first thought is, they didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Isn't it true? You know, I mean, if we don't rest, we're designed to rest. We're designed to sleep. And if we don't do that, it just builds on itself to a point where we're like the volcano or the broken pot. There's sheer exhaustion. So maybe in our lives, begin to examine, am I sleeping enough? Am I resting enough? Also, a way to allow us to guide us from overload is be quiet. Quietness is your strength. To place silence in our lives each day. So often, you know, if we watch a, you know, television show or other things, it's always something's got to be moving. And so we have kind of incorporated into our lives that we have to be perpetually in motion. And so we're often afraid of silence. We don't even know what to do with silence. And yet silence, or quietness, is the place where we stop and we pay attention to God. And of course, every day to open our daily lives to the experiences of God. I was part of a service yesterday for a dear member friend. She is my sister's mother-in-law, and we had a service for her. And in her last year, she was facing cancer in her life, and it came to take her life. But in that last year, she was able to stay close to a daughter. And the daughter got up and shared how this has been the greatest gift of a year for her in her life with her mom, because every morning they would meditate together. She would come and meet her mom, and they would spend time in meditation, being still and being quiet. And she said, even though my mother has died, that meditation helps me to remember not only our experience together, but helps me to connect with her and with God. The sense of God's presence. We need to take time each day to be people who repent. Say, you know, Lord, I'm not God. I trust in you. To be people who rest and sleep. People who sense God's presence. And in the silence of life and every day, recognizing That is the place we connect with God to create Sabbath in our lives. Ultimately, it comes down again to our trusting God, to committing and knowing that God is in our lives and each day. And not only each day, but that we truly create the balance in our living, in our relationship with God. And a critical piece of that is rest. Rest in the midst of a restless world. Sabbath each day. Moments when we stop and we allow God to speak to us. Repentance, renewal, repentance and rest, quietness and trust. Let us pray. Slow us down, Lord. So often we believe that we are God. Forgive us for those moments when we act that way. Renew us, O Lord, for the power of rest. Renew us, O Lord, in the silence and quiet moments of each day, that we would literally place our lives and trust you. Even in all the details we have, help us to place those details in your hands so that we may experience you fully and richly in our lives. For we ask this in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Amen.
Please stand and join with us on Your Grace Is Enough, as we will do the whole song.
Your faithfulness, O God. You rest so with.
We rest in you, O Lord our God. We trust in your holy name. We cling to your side, trusting in your saving and redeeming power. Whenever we call, you are always there for us. You give us a deep sense of satisfaction because we know our lives are in your hands. We go forth as renewed disciples of Jesus to be a sanctuary of Christian hope, love, and encouragement in the heart of Sioux Falls. Amen. We invite you to stay for a time of coffee and fellowship in our Lewis Friendship Room, which is directly behind the sanctuary, or downstairs in our round table room. Again, we're glad to have each of you, and be safe. It sounds like we're going to get a little bit of snow. Is that what it says? Who knows? Shalom to you.